to start, I guess, if you could just tell me a little bit about what was the impetus for your trip to the Middle East a couple of years ago?
Well, I had grown tired of listening to generals and politicians talking about the economic cost and the political cost of war without ever mentioning the human cost of war. And I wanted to see with my own eyes exactly what life was like for everyday people on the street. And so I picked up my acoustic guitar and a video camera, and I flew to Baghdad and just played music for people, and then turned my camera on and said, please tell me about your life here.
And so when you had the idea to film this and make a movie, anything in mind that you were hoping to accomplish, or a reaction that you were hoping to get from people?
I didn't have any reaction in mind, but the main thing I wanted to see was just, you know, we're dropping, you know, more TNT than we dropped in World War I, World War II, Vietnam and Korea combined in this war. And it's got to be hitting somebody. And it's got to be affecting life in some way. And they kept telling us on the news, oh, these are smart bombs. They only go into buildings that are empty, where no one is, and they only blow up strategic military sites. And I was just, I know this cannot be true. And so when I got there, I saw that, in fact, it isn't true. We're blowing up whole neighborhoods, whole communities, and in some cases like the town of Fallujah, the whole town, and killing tens of thousands, and they say upwards of 100 to 150,000 people have died. Not only what I found was that not only are people suffering under the initial blast, but then today people have no water, electricity, access to health care, education, or any type of power, or access to gasoline is very limited.
Were you surprised at all by what you saw, or was it kind of what you expected?
Well, you know, it's like everyone kind of knows, like, okay, war is bad, but you have no idea what it's like until you see it up close. And I went to visit kids in hospitals who had suffered blast injuries. You see face to face, this is what a bomb does to a 9-year-old kid's legs, you know, and you see stumps, you know, or this is what depleted uranium weapons do to kids, you know. After the first Gulf War, there was so much depleted uranium drop that now the increase of cancer amongst children is 400%. And so you see these kids who have horrible deformities and then are suffering from cancer. And so it really, you know, it really drives these points home. And then I'd spend time with U.S. soldiers and be thinking to myself, like, God, these are the guys who may have done this to these people. How can I sing for them? But then when you sit down and spend time with them, you realize these are just 19, 20-year-old kids. They could have been at the front row of my show. You know, and in fact, two nights ago, there were three Marines who just returned from Iraq who were in the front row of my show, and then you see and you realize that they're there for a reason that is now been proved to be a falsehood, and they just want to go home.
So did the time you spent over there, did that change any of the preconceived notions that you had about war or the conflict? What surprised you? What was different than what you were expecting to see?
Well, the thing that surprised me the most is that I had thought that, you know, from the reports that you see in the news, that the war was just basically over and that there were peacekeeping, you know, forces and a few arrests on the street. But in fact, that is completely false. What's happened is that once it was clear that the Iraqi army had lost the military in terms of conventional warfare war, they sent all their soldiers home and began fighting this underground resistance that is happening today. And the news is presented to us as there's a handful of insurgents or maybe some foreign fighters who've come in who are trying to stir stuff up, or it's Al-Qaeda or something like that. But what it is they want the occupation to end. And in the same way that America came up against the Viet Cong in Vietnam, we've come up against this resistance that every day is launching attacks on the U.S. Army and every day is launching attacks on the Iraqi military forces and police who were supposedly over there training to kind of take over the country, because they're viewed as collusionists. They're not viewed as, oh, this is our new friends. They're viewed as people who are colluding with the U.S. Army to continue this occupation and oppression.
So it was worse than you were expecting?
Much worse than what I imagined.